Listen to my voice. Feel that puppyish mindset settling over you. Allow your mind to get fuzzy as you listen to my words. Allow your mind to get fuzzy as you relax and listen to my voice. Allow your mind to get fuzzy and warm as you go into trance. Allow your thoughts to go fuzzy as you go into trance. Such a good puppy as you go into trance. Such a happy puppy as you go into trance. You are a dog brain diaper pup. That's right. You are just a dog brain diaper pup. It's that simple. You're a dog brain diaper pup with a simple happy doggy brain, and you want it to replace your human mindset and reinforce your puppy mindset. Listen to my voice. Feel that puppyish feeling settle over you. That puppyish feeling spreading out over your whole body. That wonderful puppy feeling making everything it touches more dog-like. Your head, your ears, your eyes and your nose. And down from there, over your entire body. Transforming into the cute diaper pup you know you are. All your human thoughts go to sleep as that puppyish feeling surrounds you. All your human thoughts go to sleep as that puppyish feeling takes over. All your human thoughts go to sleep, and it feels so good to let them go. So easy to let them go as you go into a nice, deep trance. Your doggy brain takes over, replacing any words with simple images and desires. Your doggy brain takes over, replacing any thoughts about the past or the future with the experiences of right now. Your doggy brain takes over as you become a happy, waggy puppy for your master. You can let all your human words go away. You don't have to talk. You don't have to talk when you have a doggy brain. You can make doggy noises instead. You don't have to talk. You can just let yourself bark like a dog. You don't have to talk because doggies don't need to talk. Doggies can just make doggy noises and bark when they need to say something. Doggies don't have room for human speech in their doggy brains. Doggies are too busy thinking about food. Doggies are too busy thinking about sex. Doggies are too busy thinking about treats. Doggies are too busy thinking about master. Doggies don't have room for speech in their doggy brains. Doggies are too busy being good doggies for master. And you're a good doggy, aren't you? You're a good doggy who loves to let their doggy brain take control. You're a good doggy who loves to fuzz out, letting all your thoughts fuzz out until you are completely in the moment. Completely in your senses, just fuzz out, experiencing all your senses, all your desires, and whatever the people around you are doing, whatever the pets around you are doing here and now, you can experience all of it in the here and now as that wonderful puppy feeling takes over. Your doggy nose becomes more sensitive as your dog brain takes over. Your doggy nose fixates on its favorite smells. Your doggy nose lets you smell all the smells in the room. Exciting smells. Delicious smells. Horny smells. Your doggy nose can smell them all. The smell of food is so intoxicating. The smell of the other people or pets in the room is so intoxicating. The smell of yourself is so intoxicating. You want to bury your nose in anything that smells good. The smell of your master's musk is so irresistible. The smell of a musky crotch is so irresistible. The smell of a musky ass is so irresistible. The musky horny smells, the musky horny smells that you love make you so horny that you can barely contain yourself. The musky horny smells that you love make you so horny that you can barely keep from humping anything around you. It's easy to get very horny whenever you smell horny scents coming from others or even yourself. You just want to bury your puppy nose in that scent and take a deep whiff. You can't control how horny you are when you smell someone's crotch. You can't control how horny you are when you smell someone's ass. You can't control how horny you are when you smell someone's arousal, even your own. When you smell these smells, or any other smells that your doggy nose enjoys, you can become so aroused that you absolutely have to have more of those wonderful smells that you know so well. So aroused that you just want to bury your puppy nose in the scent and take a nice, deep whiff. Then another, and another. I'll bet you can imagine that scent right now. You might even smell it in the air. That smell making you feel so horny, so aroused, that you are just too busy feeling horny to think about being on your best behavior. Go ahead, take a nice deep whiff. Take a nice deep whiff of that smell you love. That smell that turns you on so much that you can smell right now. Take a nice deep whiff. So good that you have to do it again. Smells so good that you just have to do it again. One more time. Going deeper into trance as you smell that horny smell, making you so horny. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. You can't control how horny you are when you smell those smells. And that's okay. Pups like you need to be restrained and controlled so you can be a good puppy. Pups like you need to be restrained and controlled because you have an impulsive and distractible puppy brain. Pups like you love being restrained and controlled because it helps you to be good. You are always so horny when you are restrained and controlled. Feeling restrained and controlled makes you horny. Feeling restrained and controlled makes you feel good. Feeling restrained and controlled reminds you what a horny pup you are. Feeling restrained and controlled reminds you that you need to be restrained and controlled. Being restrained and controlled feels so good because you know that you belong in any restraints that you're put in. You can allow yourself to feel restrained and controlled right now. You can allow yourself to feel restrained and controlled and know that when you are restrained and controlled, you're being good. Feel that now. That feeling of being restrained and controlled in the way that is most comfortable to you. Being restrained and controlled in the way that is most arousing to you. You can test those restraints. Go ahead. See how sturdy they are. Know that they are strong enough to keep you from wiggling away and causing trouble. Know that while you are restrained and controlled, you can be a good pup because you can't control how horny you are. And being restrained and controlled, make sure you don't do anything naughty that could get you into trouble. And you can feel those restraints released now, or keep them on a little longer. It's up to you. But when you want them to release, they will release, unless there is someone else to decide when to release your restraints. And if there is someone else looking after you, someone you trust, then they can decide when to restrain and release you. Because you just can't control how horny you are. Being put in a diaper makes you feel horny. Being put in a diaper makes you feel good. The diaper keeps your puppycock contained because you can't control how horny you are. The diaper keeps your puppycock contained because you can't control your pee. And because you are a dog-brained diaper pup, you know that you belong in diapers. That's right. Dog-brained diaper pups belong in diapers. The diaper keeps your puppycock contained because you can't control how horny you are. The diaper keeps your puppycock contained because you can't control your pee. The diaper keeps your puppycock contained so you don't stain the furniture. The diaper keeps your puppycock contained so you don't put that puppycock inside any toys or puppies or people without permission. The diaper keeps your puppycock contained so you can be a good pup. It's natural for pups like you to be in a diaper because you can't control how horny you are. It's natural for pups like you to be in a diaper because you're not housebroken. That's right, you're not housebroken. So it makes perfect sense that you belong in a diaper. After all, you can't control your pee. That's right. You can't control your pee. And sometimes, you pee without meaning to. It just happens. You can't control your pee when you relax. You can't control your pee when you get pets or cuddles, or just curl up on the floor and relax. You can't control your pee when you're excited. You can't control your pee when you get a treat or meet a new person or when Master comes home and you're just so excited to see them. You can't control your pee when you're scared, when you get in trouble, or when you're startled by a loud noise. You can't control your pee because you're just not housebroken. But the diaper is there to keep you from peeing all over the house. The diaper is there to keep you from peeing all over the furniture. Maybe when you're housebroken, you can use the piddle pad or pee outside. But for now, you are in a diaper. And the diaper is there to keep you from peeing all over or humping and leaving stains. Relax. That's it. Just relax. You're a good puppy. You're such a good puppy. Good pups wear their diapers all the time. Good pups obey their masters or handlers. Good pups love that wonderful fuzzy feeling they get whenever they allow their human brains to sleep and their doggy brains to take over. And you're a good pup, aren't you? Yes, you are. And you can listen to this file again and again as you become better and better at letting your puppy brain take over. You can listen to my voice again and again to achieve the results you desire. And every time you listen to my voice, you can experience the effects of this file a little bit longer. Longer and longer. Every time you listen to my voice. And you can keep listening to my voice. Keep listening to this file until it becomes so very easy to be a diaper pup. So very easy to be a good diaper pup. And let your doggy brain take over whenever it is appropriate to do so.